At animal rescue shelters, we see how animals behave after enduring traumatic events. It takes kindness and time. Today, Jane Andrews looks at what we can do to correct damage from our own traumatic events. This is A Walk in the Park.
I cannot help but think of the long-term effects of war on a now new generation. Untold stories from veterans too traumatized to speak end up becoming history never documented. They would rather put it all behind them and try to live a normal life. My husband's grandfather was one of them. He was a bombardier in World War II, but he never talked about it. Although he wanted to write his memoir, he never did. With permission, my husband pieced together all of his grandfather's love letters to his wife to get an understanding of where he was, what he couldn't say, and what he likely experienced in the front compartment of that plane. Surviving war is one thing. The emotional aftermath is another. Some keep it inside, but some find the courage to get help. Trauma can get so buried that we hope it all goes away. The problem is, it gets bigger with time and comes out sideways at the most inopportune moments. Although I never served in the military, seeing the wake of post-trauma behavior in my own life led me to understand the importance of seeking help. One of our favorite customers came into the store the other day. His consistent jovial behavior and his self-deprecating humor is a delight to us all, and an interesting contrast to his ball cap indicating that he is a veteran of the Vietnam War. There is very little hidden in this man, so I asked if he would share a photo of him in the service sometime. To my surprise, he took out his phone and showed me five or six, including snapshots post-boot camp and in the trenches. He told me that he was able to talk about it because he took an intensive six-week retreat after the war to uncover the layers of trauma. He said it was hard work to face the things that he experienced, but it was the best thing that he ever did because it gave him his life back. I told him that I understood the commitment of getting through atrocities in my own life, creating an instant bond that we had. "Good for you, Jim," I said, like I was addressing the young 20-year-old in the photos. "Good for you, Jane," he said, as he understood the depth, but no detail, of what happened to me.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.